within 4 days of interest rates going up, it's poked the buyers. Impact already. So today's got to be one of my lower results for 2023. I did 13 auctions for real estate agents, and out of the 13, 5 of those sold. Now, I want to let you know, out of the 5 that sold, 3 sold prior. They sold prior to the auction, like during last week. What have I said before about sold priors? They're a leading indicator that there were not many other buyers on the property. Often one buyer, that's why an agent wraps it up prior to auction. So realistically today, I did 2 auctions that sold out of the 13 scheduled and the 3 that sold prior, giving us a total number of 5 out of 13. And I can tell you, we've got the combination of stock is growing. And you know when it started to grow? It started to grow as soon as the inflation numbers came up about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and people started working out, hey, guess what? Inflation is not going where we want it to go. Rates are going to go up, and they did. And then what happened is a lot of sellers that were going to go on the market in February, March, and April brought their plans forward. That's what happened. And that's why what was a slow spring start has now become a marketplace that has an oversupply of listings. I believe we are now moving towards a buyer's market for November and December. Again, I need to clarify, there are markets and markets, and the prestige market that has a brain of its own keeps going regardless of rates. I said it on a post yesterday. We are punishing the poor people for the behavior of the rich people that are driving inflation. You surely can see that. And not only that, the 2 things that influence CPI inflation numbers the most are fuel and rents. And they have got to do with things that, well, let's look at it. Petrol, overseas wars, rents, shortage of stock, which has got to do with supply and councils not actually approving sites fast enough, which means we've got a limited amount of stock with migration happening. Anyway, the good news is if you're a buyer and you haven't actually bought anything as yet and you've been looking around, you're going to have a field day. I told you so ages ago. You're going to have a field day in the next 4 or 5 weeks. There's plenty to pick from, and you've got a few vendors that are very vulnerable at the moment because they know that not only are rates not coming down anytime soon, they might actually be going up again. So any optimism or view that vendors had that rates had peaked and they're going to start coming down is no longer the case.